Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, last Friday in the month of April 29th, 2022. 58 degrees, cloudy skies, in studio with Angie Evers, and let's kick off this hour with weekend update.
Oh, I'm doing the update again?
We want to let everybody know what's going on this weekend in Marion County and the upcoming weekends.
Okay, food giveaway this Saturday, April the 30th, Richland Road, Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m., and the giveaway starts at 9 a.m. They have 30,000 pounds of food to give away.
Tomorrow morning.
So that's a great thing for the community. And then at the fairgrounds, or at the Coliseum, /fairgrounds. Let's see. The Ohio Pig Show is going on at the Evers Arena. I can't even say Evers.
That's a bad one to miss for
That's
you.
That's my last name. Okay. So, the Ohio Pig Show, April 29th to 30th. Oh, and the 1st. May 1st. I can't believe it's almost May.
May Day.
May.
I think, yeah. May 1st is May Day.
Oh. What is May Day?
I think it's a Canadian holiday.
Oh, okay. So we have the elections coming up on the 3rd, so go out and vote.
We'll be on live that night, 7:10, till they call the elections.
And then...
That's Tuesday.
Let's see. Harding High School graduation's going on May the 22nd. Oh, Tri Rivers. I don't think I mentioned this last time. Tri Rivers graduation's the 23rd. And then... Oh, they have their produce market on May the 25th. And then River Valley graduation on May the 27th.
Now, we have an interesting segue this hour. We were talking about ghosts and things of that nature last hour. Now, this is a story. Now, I've never seen this show. Have you ever seen the, what's it called? Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh, well, I'm not interested in that show, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but, well, here's the story from the show. That I don't know which Kardashian girl it was. I don't even know how many there are, and I wouldn't know what their names are. But this is kind of on par with what we've been talking about here. Apparently, the Kardashian's father is dead.
Bruce Jenner?
No, Bruce Jenner, I think, was their stepfather, and now I think it's their stepmother. I think their real father's last name was Kardashian.
Oh, hold on. I thought he wanted to go back to a man.
Oh, I can't keep up with that.
I don't know either.
Anyway, the Kardashian father is dead. So, one of the daughters wanted to get married. And her fiancé went to the cemetery to ask the father's permission.
Okay. Did he give it?
You know... I don't know.
Did they get a sign?
I don't believe there was a sign. So what do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I really don't know because I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Isn't that the name of the show?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
There you go.
Yes, I do not keep up with the Kardashians. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. So you asked me about... you know, like very scary people or something like that, I might be able to tell you that, but.
Well, I don't think this is so much about the Kardashians. It's so much about, is that a normal thing to do?
I'm sure people have done that. Go to the grave site and ask a loved one if it's okay to do something.
But do they answer?
Well, I don't know. I guess you'd just have to wait for a sign.
Now, what are the chances the sign would be no?
Maybe they would get hit by a car.
Now, does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you make of going to the cemetery and asking for the father's permission to get married? The father who has since went on to his reward, you go on out to his shade to ask for permission.
I mean, that's not something I would do.
No, see, I don't know. I think that's getting off into the woods a little bit. Now, we saw this story on, what was it, the NBC News tonight? Salary sharing? That kids now, millennials, are telling everybody how much money they make.
Right. Well, and people will go, I know you don't have TikTok, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of trends on Facebook where people will go and ask people how much money they make, or if they see them driving a nice car, how'd you make, what do you do for a living? So they'll ask him.
I don't think it's good, though, to ask. I don't think it's good to tell how much money you make, because I think that's only going to create problems, especially with your coworkers.
Well, yeah, that's like a rule. You don't discuss with your coworkers how much you guys make, because, I mean, obviously somebody's going to make more than somebody else, even though you're doing the same thing, but maybe somebody has more experience or, you know.
See, I think that's just going to create discord. I don't think you should do that.
Yeah, I've had people that I've worked with over the years ask me how much I make, but I would never tell them.
No.
Unless I wasn't working at that job anymore, then it doesn't really matter, but.
Well, and how much do you really ever know how much somebody's making? How do you know they're being honest?
I mean, you don't.
So I just would not do it. Does anybody have a rule about that? 20 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. What do you think about telling a coworker, or I guess the internet, how much money you make per year? What is the plus in doing that?
I really don't know.
I mean, is it to show off? I guess I don't know why you would want to tell somebody how much money you're making.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe people just don't care to tell. I mean, I know back in the day, I mean, you would never tell anybody how much you made.
Right. I think it causes problems.
But, I mean, if it was a random stranger you didn't know, like, who cares, I guess. But then they blast it all over social media, so.
Well, that's the problem. And people who say they don't get angry, I think they do get angry when they find out that you make more than them. Or if you make less than them, I think that gets them curious as well. It makes you angry. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. We was going to send something up, a little something for you up there to the station, and I couldn't remember what the address was to the station.
You know, let me think. I don't want to give you the wrong address here. Hold on a second. Let me... Do you remember what the address to the station is?
No.
Let me see.
I don't think I've ever known it.
Is it 223 South Prospect?
Let me see here. I thought it was like 5...
It said 523.
523. There we go. 523 South Prospect.
523 South Prospect.
How's everybody tonight?
Well, we're doing pretty good tonight, Scott and Angie. We're just kind of winding down for the evening, and I had a couple little cartoons that was in the newspaper a while back, and I was going to put them on a little card and send them up there to you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, John.
And that's WWGH radio, right?
Right.
Okay, you'll like these little cartoons when I get them sent up there to you.
Well, I'll look forward to it. Thanks, John.
All right, you and Angie have a good night.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
I appreciate the nice cards and letters.
Yep.
It's been so long since I've been there, I forgot the address.
I drove by this station the other day, and they were doing a bunch of, like, road work out in front. Like, you couldn't even get to this station.
Yeah, they are doing a lot of road work around town in general. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if that has to do with the sewer system or what.
Oh, I don't know, but, I mean, the whole house area was, like, blocked.
In any event, the phone lines are open 23 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what all the road construction around town is, or what do you think about telling somebody else what you make? Do you believe, have you got any signs from somebody who is no longer here? A family member who's went to the great beyond? 740-751-4038.
Has anybody had any white feathers? Come across any white feathers in their path?
Because apparently a white feather is a sign of somebody who's dead.
Is that what we learned?
Well, a sign. I guess it's a sign.
That they're watching out for you?
Right. But, see, I don't know. It's all very tricky, if you ask me.
We'll find out someday.
Right. Someday we'll all learn the answer, and then that'll be just a whole nother thing. Very interesting. Well, you know, we got the elections coming up this week. Boy, the ads have been nasty. I was watching some of the political ads when we were watching the news before we came on the air tonight. Boy, they're getting nasty.
Oh, I really haven't watched any news.
I just watched the news that we watched, and it's just people, they're out for blood this coming Tuesday.
I mean, so it's like all the gubernatorial people are going to be in this one, right?
Right. We'll find out who the Democrat and the Republican who will be running for the governor in the fall. We'll find out the county commissioner race here in town with Ken Stuyvesant and Jason Schauber and Dr. Davis. That'll be interesting.
So if you're a registered Democrat or a registered Republican, does it matter what you are? What ballot you get? Like, say if you're a registered Republican, are you only going to get Republicans on your ticket?
In a primary.
Why is that?
Because we're only choosing Republicans or Democrats in a primary. It's not a main election.
Well, I know, but, I mean, what does it... I guess I don't understand.
It's only Republicans running against each other or only Democrats running against each other to pick the best candidate to run in the fall.
But how would you even change your political party? What if you're an independent? What are you going to get?
I don't think you can vote in a primary if you're an independent.
Well, I think that's silly. Why?
Well, we don't have an independent primary. So I don't know who would you vote for. Would you vote in the Democratic or Republican primary?
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't always vote straight a Republican ticket or not always a straight Democrat ticket. So that's why I don't understand why you wouldn't just have everybody.
Well, because this is just to choose the best person to run.
But I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
Like, three people want to be the Republican running for governor. So we have to choose, the Republicans have to choose the best of the three. And the Democrats have two people who want to run for governor, so they have to choose the best of the two.
Right, but what if I'm a Republican and I want to vote Democrat or vice versa?
Well, you can in the main election, but not in the primary.
I know, but I don't understand why.
Because if you're a Republican, why would you want to choose who the Democrats are running?
What if you like a Democrat?
Well, you can vote for them in the main.
I don't know.
There won't be a huge turnout, I'll tell you that. They usually are not. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, what would happen there is if you was a Democrat and you voted Republican, you'd vote for the worst Republican candidate you could vote for.
Right, you could throw off the vote. Would be
that way
idea.
When the election actually came down, the Republicans would have somebody nobody would want in there, but, you know, all the Democratic voters, you know, put him in there.
Okay, well, that makes sense that you say it like that.
So, who's going to win Tuesday? Is it going to be Whaley or Cranley?
It's going to be Nan Whaley.
And
Mike DeWine's going to win.
And DeWine's going to win. And then in the fall, what are we going to see?
He didn't get Trump's endorsement, but he's still going to win.
So in the fall, do you think it's going to be DeWine or Whaley?
Well, I hope it's going to be Nan Whaley. But DeWine's going to be...
What do you think about our local commissioner race with Stuyvesant and Dr. Davis and Schauber?
I really haven't thought about that much. I'm not voting this. Are they... You vote on them on the 3rd?
Yeah, they're in the Republican primary.
Yeah, I get around to requesting a ballot, so I'm not voting, but...
So have you ever had a sign from a dead person?
No. No, I think that's a little far out there for me.
What do you think about telling somebody else your salary when you're working?
Well, it might be all right if you want, you know, look good. But if you tell them you're making more than they are, especially if they've been there longer, you're going to have somebody upset.
Yeah, I think that's conflict. I don't know why millennials are starting to do this.
You know, and I think every city has people that, you know, are down on the city. You know, Marion might be a little bit worse, but, you know, all cities have that. When you graduate, you just want to get out of town.
Yeah, but I think it seems a little more here. Like, we're down on everything. It's hard. I mean, I don't even know what people describe as being proud of in Marion anymore, which is sad, because there are a lot of things to be proud of.
Yeah, there are a lot of things, but as far as, you know, I know around holiday times, the city doesn't do nothing hardly on holiday times. I remember when I was a kid, the streamers and lights and stuff that was crossing the center street there, it was just beautiful. But, you know, we don't do that anymore.
No, there has been a change in things like that, which is unfortunate in a way.
I wonder what they did with the old decorations, if they threw them away or what. But, you know, they used to be, you know, green and red and white and, you know, like lights, and it just ain't the same.
Now, that's a good question. I know those snowflakes they put up down there are very expensive.
Well, it could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. 32 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 28 minutes left in the program tonight. Does anybody have anything they would like to comment on? Does Marion have a self-esteem issue instead of a crime problem? Do you get signs from people who have went on to their reward? Do you share your salary with other coworkers or people in general or on TikTok or whatever people do now? little bit of everything. 740-751-4038. Or if there's anything else on your mind, feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038.
Did any of your coworkers that you ever worked with ask what you made?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would never tell them.
Yeah, I've had that happen too, and I wouldn't say either, because I don't think that's appropriate.
But other people are curious about that stuff too, not just your coworkers. People just want to know, and I never can figure out why they want to know.
I guess that's a question people want to know.
Yeah, but, you know, that's something I'm not curious about. I don't know. I don't really care what people made.
Money doesn't make... I mean, what am I trying to say? Like, money doesn't make a person who they are, I guess.
No, and I don't think it makes you happier. I think people think it does. It is some kind of band-aid, but I don't think money makes people a bit happier.
I just want enough money to fix my house up and, you know, live comfortably, not have bills.
Well, yeah, bills are a stressor for people, but I think money can stress people out because then people start coming and asking for money and they want loans, and people treat you differently too when you have a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So I think everything can kind of have its own problem.
I don't know. If I had a lot of money, I would probably give half of it away.
Well, and there's that too. Who do you give it to?
People who need it.
But how do you decide?
Well, I would decide by people I know, and I would know their needs and know if they needed help. I would help them.
I think it's tough to figure it out.
Because I don't think it would be hard to figure out. I know a lot of people that could use some help.
But I mean,
including myself, but...
But I think people who aren't good with money just aren't good with money.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's... I think some people just don't have money. Say, like, people who live off Social Security... I mean, that's all you get. It's not that you're not good with money. You just don't have the income. I mean, Social Security isn't very much. I mean, if I had to live off my Social Security right now, I mean, that would be hard to do.
But don't you think in the end people adjust for the most part?
Well, I mean, you have to, but...
I mean, I hope
they
do.
I mean, either that or you go into massive credit card debt.
Which that happens too.
Right.
But how many times do you hear those stories of those families that got very close because they didn't have a lot of money?
Yeah. I mean, it could bring people closer together because you have to learn how to work together in order to, you know, make things work.
They didn't go on the big vacations and they didn't do that, but they did little things at home, like went on walks and nature things, and I think it brings people a little closer together.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have not been on a vacation since, 2012. I mean,
We went to Hershey.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But, no, I'm thinking, like, with my kids. And, you know... I hate that I haven't been able to take them anywhere.
Well, what do you think, audience? Is it better to have money or not have money? Or is there a certain amount of money you want to have? Is a certain amount too much? A lot of people play the lottery. I guess that's hope for money.
Maybe I should play the lottery more.
I'm shocked at the number of people who do play the lottery. Nothing wrong with playing the lottery, but I never thought as many people play it as do.
Oh, there's lottery machines everywhere. There's lottery every gas station, convenience store. I mean, you can get lottery tickets almost anywhere. I mean, you go into Kroger, you go into Meijer, you can go into Pops. I mean, you can go into any gas station, anywhere, and get lottery tickets.
It just seems to me that
You can go into the drugstores, like Rite Aid. They got a lottery machine. I mean, you can get lottery tickets almost anywhere.
Well, you know, I'm not against the lottery, but I guess I just... It's never occurred to me to buy a ticket.
You never just feel like, I'm going to buy a ticket today.
No, I can't. I don't... It's like not even in my brain when I pass by it.
Oh. See, I would like to buy tickets every time I pass one, but I don't have the money for that. So I do not buy tickets every time I pass. I play the lottery maybe a couple times a year.
It's to me, it's like one of those impulse buys, like candy bars or a magazine as you're going out of the store. I think a lottery ticket's sort of an impulse buy.
But I know people have won off the scratch-offs. I've never won anything off a scratch-off. I think the most I've ever won on a lottery ticket is like $7. Like, I don't think I'm a lucky person, so that is probably why. Some people get really lucky. Some people have won the lottery twice. Like, how do you manage that?
Well, see, but a lot of people's lives have been ruined by winning the lottery. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
All right. You guys talking about the lottery?
The lottery.
Well, you know, you say it's an impulse buy. It's an impulse buy for you, but there's some people that are faithful players, daytime drawing and evening drawings, and they play it. You can play it a month ahead, like people who play the same numbers every day. You can play it. You can play a whole month ahead. Go ahead and you just put out one ticket that already has you in every drawing for a whole month.
Now, what kind of money does this cost?
Well, it depends on what game you're playing and what you set it at. Because, like, the day games, like the pick three, the rolling cash five, the pick four, those. And then you have some games, like the Keno, it plays all day from morning until 2 in the morning.
Now, is this a good or bad habit?
I think it's pretty cheap. It's low-risk gambling is what it is. Keno, playing pick three, that stuff's all low-risk gambling. So it's not very much. It's usually a dollar a day. So, you know, for someone who's playing the morning pick three and the evening pick three, or, you know, the noon daytime pick three and evening pick three, it's usually a dollar to $5 per draw, depending on what numbers you're picking and how you're picking the numbers. Like, you can get it picked straight. Like, say your number is 1, 2, 3. You can just play 1, 2, 3 straight like that, and that's just straight a dollar. But if you wanted to get to where no matter how the numbers fall, like 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, you could play it that way. That costs you a little bit more for like an extra bet on it, is what it is. And then you can also bet on it as well.
Now, is there a good return on this?
Yes. If you were to hit, it's a couple hundred dollars. Comparative to your $1 to $5, you know what I mean?
Now, do you think it could lead, though, to a bigger problem?
What's that?
Do you think it could lead to a bigger gambling problem?
I don't know. I guess it could, but for the most part, like I said, it's low-risk gambling. Like I said, if you were to play the 30 days, every day, say even if you're playing the $5 a day, or, you know, the $5 each, $10, $300, that's 10 bucks a day in gambling. Then, now, do you think that's a lot to play with? I mean, people spend $10 on a McDonald's lunch, for instance. So, I mean, that's up to you if you think it's, I mean, $10 a day, does that sound bad?
Now, do you, it all depends. I think it probably depends on the person. Now, do you have a system for how you pick your numbers?
It's just usually numbers like old house addresses, last three digits. Back when we used to have the three-letter and four-number license plates here in Ohio. My dad, for instance, played the last four numbers of my mom's license plate for years. And you're not supposed to give your numbers to anyone either. That's another superstition when it comes to these things.
So you can win significant amount of money.
Oh, yeah. Well, like that's I said, not
that. I don't know. I guess I've just always been shocked at how many people do buy them, because I don't know. I don't know if the people have the money to be playing or not. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff people don't have the money for, but they do it anyway. But as far as you have a chance to, you know, like I said, the $10 a day, you have a chance to get your money back.
Well, it is interesting. I don't know. Now, have you ever had a sign from somebody who's went on in the went on to the another world?
I'm sorry. Now,
have you ever had a sign from somebody in your family who's dead?
Like as far as the lottery?
Yeah. I mean, is there any intuition in the lottery when it comes to?
No, they have. Now, I've heard of these. There's books. They're called dream books, and I've heard of them. I don't know if they're real. And your dreams will interpret numbers, and a lot of people go by that, and that's the numbers they play.
That's interesting. Well, yeah, I think you're calling in tonight.
Yeah, it's not nothing. It's not anything that I'm into as far as the, like I said, the dream numbers, but the numbers that you know yourself or that you pick are pretty good. Like, the people who normally win the super lottos and the Powerballs, those people usually just do a random automatic pick number where the machine just picks numbers for you. And I think that's the better way to go when it comes to, say, you're playing the Powerball, your super lotto and your Powerball. Like, especially if you're playing like 20 numbers, $20 worth of numbers, let the machine pick it.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Wait, yeah. Thanks for the info.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 44 minutes past the hour. 57 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. You know, Cinco de Mayo coming up this week.
It is.
This Thursday, the big Cinco de Mayo, which has become a big thing here in America.
You know what I'm doing on Cinco de Mayo?
What's that?
Going to the chiropractor.
But, I mean, people celebrate it. The restaurants will be busy that night.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that became such a big thing in America.
Why? Because people like to drink.
Well, yeah, but do they need a day to drink?
No, but, I mean, they like reasons to celebrate and drink.
I don't know. So no Taco Tuesday this week. It'll be Taco Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody have any idea why they think Cinco de Mayo has become a big American thing? Is it just the booze? 740-751-4038, a quarter till the top of the hour. 740-751-4038. I think Cinco de Mayo is interesting.
So, are you going to take me out for a strawberry daiquiri? I can't do margaritas. Can you take me out for a strawberry daiquiri since I never get my steak dinner?
Well, sure, why not? We can go out and have a drink that night.
Okay.
I'll have to get a sign from somebody who's went on.
Oh, in order to do that?
Well, no, the steak.
Oh, the steak.
I'm just waiting for a sign.
I'm going to drop a white feather in your yard.
It'll blow away, won't it?
Nope, I'm going to plant it in your yard. And you're going to be like, what? A white feather?
See, I don't know that I would even pay attention to that.
You probably wouldn't.
I don't know. I'm torn because I think at this age I would have seen a sign by now.
I mean, you're not that old.
Well, no, but you've seen them.
Yep.
So why am I oblivious to the sign?
Because I don't think you have feelings like me. I think you block that stuff.
I block the feathers?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. We used to own a carryout, and we had the lottery. We were one of the first four businesses in Marion that had it.
Oh.
And the people that would come in there had nothing. They couldn't hardly buy their food, but they always played the numbers. one day this guy came in and he had won a ticket and cashed it in. He said, "Oh, thank the Lord, now I can pay my gas bill." And I'm standing there thinking to myself, why are you spending money on lottery when you can't afford to pay your utility bills?
Well, that's the interesting thing. It doesn't seem like it's the people who have money that are playing the lottery.
No, it's the people that don't have it thinking they're going to get rich.
Right, and I think that in some way that's a false hope, and I think the people who run the lottery know that.
Well, sure. Well, you know, when they draw numbers and they draw a one at noon, a seven numbers at noon, and the same and at night, and the same numbers will come up, that's not right. That's just not right.
Right, and I don't know. I have never been into the lottery tickets. I mean, if people like to do that and it's a good pastime, I think it's fine. But I hope they aren't spending their utility money.
Well, there's a stopping point. You know, like that guy said, $10 a day, that's $300 a month. There's no way. That's too much money.
Yeah, see, that's a little bit of money, yeah. And
yeah,
I
can
don't
see
know
playing
what the
a couple.
The return are on these scratch-offs.
Oh, scratch-offs are worthless. I mean, they really are. One time, for curiosity, we bought a book of them, and I can't even remember how much it cost, but we bought the book, brought them home, and scratched them off. There wasn't any winners in that book, and we lost all that money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know people do it at Christmas. I see people get stocking stuffers with lottery tickets, and
yeah.
I think that's interesting. I know businesses that give lottery tickets out for Christmas. It's fascinating.
Well, I like to get lottery tickets.
Yeah, I guess if they're free, you don't lose anything on that.
Right. There's a guy here in town that's a friend of Larry's, and he was down at Speedway gas station a couple weeks ago, and he came out and he said, "Hey, you need to buy some scratch-offs." Larry said, "I don't play them." And he said, "I just won $10,000 on a ticket." And Larry went inside. Yeah, he did. He really did, because it's the lottery's 35th anniversary, I believe, and they're $5 a ticket. And Larry bought some. And of course, he's going to try to win money. And he bought $20 worth, and he won 26, so he was ahead of it. So the cash goes in, then he won some more, so he's still ahead of it. But I refuse to play them. They're worthless. But $10,000, I mean, that's not worthless, but that was, it's a freak thing. You know.
Well, and I wonder how much money that guy who won the $10,000 has dumped in over the 35-year period.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
He's pretty frugal, so who knows?
Isn't that always the way?
He could have been a chance that he just said, "I'm going to buy some lottery tickets and won." You know, you never know.
Some people have the luck, that's for sure.
That's right.
Hey,
thanks,
Phyllis.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
It is interesting. See, when people start spending their money that they need, their utility money, I think that's a problem.
Right, but people do that on other things also. I mean, not just lottery tickets. They buy things that they shouldn't buy instead of buying food and things they need.
51 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz if you have something to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Now, I know on the Ohio Lottery website, which I'm looking at right now, you were able to, go to the website, pick, say, go to Cash Explosion, and it would tell you how many winners there are left out there of, say, $10,000 or how many $5 tickets are left, or $10 tickets. It'll tell you how many, $100 tickets. I don't know if they still do that, but I used to go through and look sometimes and be this one still has a $1 million ticket out and a $10,000 ticket out, so maybe I'd go buy that one. Say, you could see where this other lottery game, the big ticket's already been won, so you could go and check.
Do they still have the Cash Explosion show that used to be on Saturday nights? I remember people used to watch that religiously.
Do you remember when it came to the Palace?
No.
We watched it at the Palace.
See, it was a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know how old I was, but I was a kid, but I remember going to the Palace to watch it.
I remember.
Am I making that up?
It was like 7:30 on Saturday night, and people watched this thing.
I think it's still on.
It certainly doesn't have the cachet that it once did.
But I'm not positive. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it for a long time.
What was it? You had to scratch off 3 entries, and then you had to send it in, and they drew 5 or 6 people to play?
Yeah. I mean, they still have Cash Explosion Show.
Is it on television?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, maybe I'll tune that in tomorrow. Do we know when and where it's on?
No. Watch the 35th anniversary. So, I mean, like, this shows...
I remember it was kind of like Wheel of Fortune. There was a host, and then there was a girl who would turn the letters, you know. I don't really remember. I think you just... There was no trivia or anything to it. You just match the money, and that's the money you won, and whoever had the most money at the end won the thing.
Hmm. But yeah, there's people on here, like, for 4:30 tomorrow, and it has all the contestants.
Well, where do you watch it?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that.
Have to watch? Does anybody watch the Cash Explosion? The TV show, 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour, last Friday in the month of April. Are you getting ready for Cinco de Mayo? The 5th of May, this coming Thursday. Tequila, margarita, taco, burrito.
No tequila or margaritas for me. I'm really allergic to that stuff, so...
Remember when I was at the place last weekend, and I was telling the girl about Cinco de Mayo, and she said, oh, it is coming up, margaritas.
I don't even know where we were.
Oh, I remember where we were.
What day?
It was a week ago Sunday. All right, let's take the call. Hola.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
It's on Channel 8 at 7:30. Somebody from New Bloomington was on there last week.
Channel 8 at 7:30. All right, let's take the call. Did the New Bloomington person do well?
Pardon?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Did they do well? Oh, well. We got the information. Channel 8 at 7:30.
Hmm. Which channel 8? Like 28?
Fox.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll have to tune that in tomorrow. 7:30, channel 8. Hmm. That's why you have an antenna, to watch Cash Explosion. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. I wonder how you get the job hosting that show.
Hey, maybe that could be your next gig.
Yeah, see, that's what I'd like to do. Something nice and easy like that.
Why didn't you go for the whole Jeopardy thing? You could have done that.
Done what?
Been the Jeopardy host.
Well, I didn't know they were taking auditions.
Well, didn't you know the host died?
Oh, I didn't know he died, yes. But I didn't. I thought they already had a choice.
Oh.
Don't they have a host? Mayim Bialik?
And Ken Jennings.
Now, why is he a host?
Why, well, I like Ken.
No, see, there we go. So picking somebody who doesn't have any background in broadcasting and putting them on a show like that.
Yeah, but he does a good job.
Do you think Pat Sajak wears a hairpiece?
Well, I don't know. If he does, it's probably sewn in.
Well, there's something wrong with Pat Sajak's hair.
He is older.
Yeah, but do you notice, I've never seen anybody's hair look like that.
I don't know.
He looks like...
I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune in a long time.
He looks like... What are those things? He looks like an eggplant.
An eggplant?
Yeah.
Is he purple?
Well, when he holds his breath. In the bonus round. I like when they spin the wheel and it goes on bankruptcy and makes that noise. Don't, don't, don't.
That's the kind of noise that it, you should make when you hit the bankrupt.
Then you got Vanna White up there. What a job that is. Do we have any E's up there, Vanna? Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, her job has gotten much easier over the years. She just has to push the...
What a job.
...screen. I don't even know. She probably has a clicker. She probably doesn't even have to touch the screen anymore.
You know why she got that job, don't you?
No.
She knew the alphabet. Oh, there were high qualifications for that job. God, now she's been working 35 years with old eggplant head.
Yeah, can you imagine how much money she makes?
Right, and is she happy? No, she's going to be known when she's dead, when she goes on to her reward. All people are going to remember is ding, ding, ding. What a thing to be known for.
Hey, you know what? I'm sure she's had a... I've not heard anything negative about Vanna.
No, I think she's a wonderfully nice person. I just think that is the most inane job in the history of television.
Hey, I'd do it.
Do you know the alphabet?
Not backwards.
You gotta know the alphabet to do that job. We're down to the final 60. I hope everybody has a great weekend. The weather's supposed to be pretty nice. I know the allergies are horrible. They're horrible for everybody, so take your medicine and feel better. Any messages for the audience? That 30,000 pounds of food tomorrow at the Richland Road Church of Christ at 8 a.m. Go ahead. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if the Wheel of Fortune isn't fixed because, you know, when he gives the final spin, he never lands on a bankrupt, and the contestants always get a bankrupt, but he never hits one.
You're right. You're right. Everybody have a great night. Scott Spears.
You're listening to WWBH Radio, Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said...